And one big change for many of us during this pandemic is the way we shop for food. Many of us are now shopping for groceries online. And if you physically go to the store, you may have to stand outside in a line and deal with empty shelves once you're inside. Well, our next guest says this pandemic may change the way we shop for good. Ian Bagoost is a contributing writer at The Atlantic, and he's written about this, and he's also professor of media studies at the Georgia Institute of Technology. Welcome.
Thanks so much.
So let's first start our conversation with online shopping. You report that Instacart's order volume is up 150%. They're hiring 300,000 new personal shoppers. But we're also hearing folks are still experiencing a lot of delays in delivery. What's happening right now with online grocery shopping?
The demand is enormous now, greater than it's ever been. And if you take a step back and think about online grocery shopping, for a lot of people, it's totally new. Most folks have never tried to buy their groceries online. In fact, only about 3% of grocery shopping was conducted online before the pandemic crisis arose, which compares to maybe 30% for apparel, up to 50% for media like books and movies.
Wow.
So a lot of people are discovering this for the first time now. And one of the things they're discovering is that the way that you shop for groceries online is different from the way that you shop for shoes online, because you have to actually get the materials from a store that is not organized for like a warehouse like would be for online fulfillment.
Interesting. Yeah, I remember I was doing this about 10 years ago with Amazon Fresh. And there's some things that you don't think about. One thing is that I think we as human beings are just used to physically picking out our own food. We want to touch the apples.
True. Yeah, it's one of the reasons why it's taken so long for online shopping to catch on. And maybe that's not even the right way of saying it. You know, there's even in the future that we're now facing, I think people are still going to go to the grocery store most of the time. The experts that I've talked to have suggested that maybe if we reach 20% penetration for online grocery shopping in the next couple few years, that might represent more than we ever anticipated.
Well, that really brings the question, like, over the next few months, will we see this movement towards it in a way that will meet that threshold? Because now we're being forced to because of the circumstances that we're in.
So it's a complicated question. One of the things that's going on is that people don't want to go to the store. They feel unsafe going to the store. And so there may be more demand to hire that work out. Of course, that means that the grocery personnel who are in the store already and those personal shoppers, as Instacart calls them, those folks are also at risk. So there is a kind of issue of safety and also a kind of labor dispute arising around what it means to send those folks out to pick our groceries for us and what kind of conditions and pay they need and deserve. And that will continue to play out. But another aspect is that as more and more people lose their jobs to the economic fallout of the coronavirus crisis, more of them will think, well, I need something to do to make a living. Mm-hmm. And Instacart, as you mentioned, wants to hire hundreds of thousands of shoppers. Amazon, too, has hired something like 175,000 new personnel for various different roles. So those jobs may offer some kind of economic relief, and hopefully they'll be made safe and the kind of hazard pay associated with them will match the risk that these folks are taking on. But even if that gets resolved, the whole structure of the supermarket business, that is also a limitation. One of the factors, as we already discussed, is that the supermarket's laid out for you and me to go in, to see everything, to work around the edges and see the end caps where the promotional elements are displayed. It's an inefficient way to lay out a warehouse. So that is something that the industry will have to begin coming to terms with. And some of those efforts were already underway. One thing that we expected to see and are now starting to see maybe much more rapidly is the idea of like a kind of a dark store, it's sometimes called, or I've been calling them ghost groceries, a store that is only used for pickup and delivery orders. Kroger has closed down at least one store for that purpose.
But you say that more likely big companies like Kroger and Amazon will benefit from this type of model because they actually have the infrastructure and the power to do it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a kind of a dream of returning to a sort of century-old way of getting food. And if you think about the grocery store itself, the supermarket, is about 100 years old in concept, and it started with the Piggly Wiggly in Memphis in 1916. And that idea of like self-service grocery that we now take for granted as natural was not natural at one point. You'd go to separate shops, the butcher, the baker, the greengrocer, and you'd ask them for what you wanted, and we had more fresh material. And so there is a possible future in which we return to that a little bit more.
Okay, so small local stores would benefit in this way.
They would benefit provided that they have the leverage, the runway, the capital to do so. And the reason why that's going to be hard is that those stores are suffering right now, whereas the big players, they have the not just the capital, but also the physical plant and the sort of logistics and supply chain systems. So what I think is more likely is that we'll see an entrenchment of the biggest players.
So really, if this pandemic changes grocery stores as we know them, you're kind of giving these as options of what it might look like. Kind of put this together for us in the next few years, what we will see, and would grocery stores as we know them right now still exist?
Grocery stores are definitely going to continue existing. I don't think there's a decline or an abandonment of grocery stores. A lot more people are going to try their hand at online shopping, and maybe we'll see more different varieties of online shopping for groceries arise. Right now, we've kind of just got one model, and it doesn't work super effectively because very few people use it. It's mostly a luxury service. There'll be an evolution of those patterns. More people will discover, you know, local farm delivery or other kinds of specialty delivery. And then the biggest shops, these superstores, I think they'll convert more of their space away from consumer use for something like fulfillment of pickup and delivery orders. And then maybe we'll see more stuff find its way into the supermarket. But one of my theories is that the decline of the shopping mall, you know, may find some of those kinds of retailers to set up camp in a way inside, you know, the biggest warehouse stores. And we've already seen that happening over the past, you know, couple decades too.
Very interesting. That's Ian Bogost. He's professor of media studies at the Georgia Institute of Technology. His Atlantic article is The Supermarket After the Pandemic. We'll link it at hereandnow.org. Thank you so much, professor.
Thank you.